Zohar lech lecha, Yom Revi. Pasach v'yomar. He opened the expedition and said, Pasach Nishaya, Isaiah 26. David HaMelech says, Nafshi ivisicha balayla. My soul is yearning for you, Hashem, at night. As Rav Nosson explains that the main yearning for Hashem is during the night. Because night represents darkness and withholding. We know that yearning is increased through something being held back. Distance makes the heart fonder. Afruchi bekibya shacharecha. Indeed, my spirit inside of me is waiting for you. Haikorak mua wakimdole. This verse has been explained and we established it, but now he's going to make a new revelation in it. Of all, however, tochazi, come and see a new revelation of Hashem's light from this verse. Nafsho devar nosh, the soul of a person, kad solek la'arse, when he goes up to his bed at night, nafkamine, it leaves him, v'salkul eilan, goes up above, ascends to heaven. So when a person sleeps, his soul leaves him. V'tayman, if you'll say, the kulhu salkin, that everyone goes up, all people, their souls goes up to heaven when they sleep, lav kochad v'chad chomi api malka. Not everyone sees the face of the king. Not everyone merits that when he goes up, his neshama merits to see Hashem. Because some people, when they sleep, their soul leaves them and just kind of hangs out someplace in between, in lower worlds. El nafsha salka, but the soul arises, lo ishtar bo wadi gufa, and it's not left with that body, it's not left with the body, bar chad v'shimu, the kista d'chiyusa d'liba, except for one inscription of the breath of life of the heart. It says one sleep is 1/60th of death, and just like when a person dies, there is left some little breath of the soul inside of the body, and from that, when a person is revived by Tchiyas HaMesim, the whole guf is built back, and a person merits that his neshama comes back. There's a little, tiny, insignificant bit of the neshama is left in the guf. So when a person sleeps, it's 1/60th of that, so his soul leaves him, and there's left some life force inside of the guf. V'nafsha azla boya l'salka. The soul goes and wants to ascend. Akama dagan ladagan lasalka, and many levels and levels it goes up. Shatas, it flies. Vihis aris bahani kumrin tihirendim savusap, and it is awakened by those impure, shining type of angels. Because when a person goes up in between the soul and getting up to Shemayim, to heaven, the place of Kedusha, there's these other places where you have these other angels. They're mixed good and bad. And the person has the merit to go through this obstacle course. His neshama should go up, surpass them. Ihi dekiyas, if it's pure, and in what sense and what way, delo is tovas b'yamama, that it wasn't impurified in the daytime. In other words, a person merits at night, his soul is able to traverse this obstacle course according to what he did during the daytime. A person is pure in the daytime, so his soul passes through these levels of impurity without problem. So then, solka le'ela, it arises above. Vilav tekiyas. And if it wasn't pure during the daytime, istavas b'nai becomes impurified among them, istavkas quo attached to them. Min attracts mino. Likes attract. So if the soul itself was impure during the daytime, so when it goes up, it remains by the impure forces and can't go above that. Lo solka yosin doesn't go up anymore. V'tamun modi lo milin, and there they make known to it things. These angels, they tell different things to the soul. V'hi stavkas mi'inon milin, tizman karev, and becomes attached to these things that are close. L'zimnin chaychin bo, and sometimes they play with it. Modin lo milin kedivin, and they make it know false things. They tell the neshama, oh, this is going to happen. Sometimes it's not true, because since they're mixed good and bad, so it sometimes has a true message, and sometimes these angels have a untrue message. Within then, Azla Kahai Gavna, it goes in this way, Kol Lelya, the whole night, Adi Iser Manosh, until a person wakes up, V'tovas L'Asra, and returns to his place. Zakor Ninun Sadikaya, merit worthy are those righteous. The Golilon Kutcha Brichu Razin Dilei, Bechelma, that Hashem reveals to them his secrets in a dream. Begin the istamrun mindino, in order to be protected from the judgment. Hashem sometimes tells the tzaddikim to do tshuva for this, or the world needs that, or something, so they know to be saved from the judgment, to do tshuva. and to sweeten the judgment. Vai linon chayva, chayve amo. Woe to those wicked of the world. Devasavin gamayhu v'nafshayu, that they impurify themselves in their souls. Do'inin lo v'estavu kadzalku v'yosayu. Do'inin lo v'estavu kadzalku v'yosayu nafshasalku v'olos bein kol honi dagun v'kad mesa. Because those that have not been impurified, which means during the daytime, when they go on their beds and the soul arises and goes among those levels, v'kad mesa, those original levels, v'salku v'lo stavkispu, and it arises and doesn't become attached to them. It just passes through these impure forces like an obstacle course. And afterwards, it goes and flies and arises according to its way. So the souls of the tzaddikim, of the righteous, pass through the impure forces and they go up into Shemayim. And then in Shemayim, there's this whole different array of yeshivas, different places to learn, and different souls to party with, and each one according to his way, and according to his soul route, merits to go up there. And the whole sefer from Tzadok HaKohen, as he say, Lila, about things, secrets of the Torah revealed to him at night when he was sleeping in a dream. Hai Nafsha, it's one according to the way of that soul, according to its soul route, goes up to Shemayim in the place that's fit for it. The Zakas, the Salka, the place that it merits to go up. It's Chazias Kame, it appears before there. Before him, the Sover Api Yomin, for the one, Hashem, the face of days, Hashem face shine to them from the days and different attributes that they reveal in the world. Estavkas Bruusa comes attached to the goodwill of Hashem. As Chazar B'tiyufta Ilah, to appear in supernal repentance, supernal desire, means for the Shechina. The Mechme B'noam Melka, to gaze in the pleasantness of the king, to see the effulgence of the Shechina. Lavakra Becholein, to visit in his palace and the yeshivas in heaven, and to hear Torah from Hashem and the different tzaddikim. This is a person that he always has a portion in the world to come. When he sleeps, his neshama goes up to Olam Haba, to the world to come, and gets revelations from Hashem in the Torah. This is the soul that its desire, when it ascends, is in the Holy One, blessed be He. Lo stavka b'hani zinin tehirin achronin, and it doesn't become attached to those other impure species. V'azlus basa zina kadisha, it goes after a holy species, after the angels. V'asra denafka mitamun, the place that it came out from there. The soul goes back to its holy root that it was when it was there. V'gin kach, because of this, k'siv is written. This is what David HaMelech means when he says, Nafshi v'sicha b'layla, my soul yearns for you at night. Begin l'mirdaf basrach, in order to run after you. When I'm sleeping, to be up in Shemayim. V'lois l'spator basa zina achra nukhra, not to be seduced after another foreign species of other spiritual revelations coming from a mixed impure place. So we see from this how good it is to be tzaddik, to be righteous, to yearn for Hashem. So even when a person sleeps, he's attached to Hashem.